Baseball playoffs are underway.
Woohoo! Go Red Sox. Go Red Sox.
And let the fight begin.
The cat fight between Robin and I.
Yeah, but Amy hails from the Boston area, and the Red Sox just defeated the Yankees last night.
And I love that they did it in New York.
And now they're going to be facing Robin's Houston Astros.
Yes, the world champion Houston Astros. Just wanted to.
For a little while, yeah.
Oh. Ooh. No, sir. No, that's not how this is going to go.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, what I think is, excuse me, and I really don't follow baseball that closely, but I do know that the Red Sox are just a very, very strong team this year. And I think that if the Astros can get past the Red Sox, then that's going to be the toughest series, and whoever they play in the World Series will not be as tough as getting past the Red Sox.
I will agree with you there. I do agree with you there, but I also don't think that they have the bullpen that they need in order to...
Do the Red Sox?
Yes, in order to win. I think the Astros are really... They have the bullpen. I mean, they have it all right now. They really do, I think.
So when does the best of seven series start?
It starts on set. Oh, by the way, we are getting primetime billing. This is an update from yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Finally.
They heard you.
They did. No, they finally have decided to let us to do primetime billing. Just back up. A couple of the players after postgame, whenever they won the division series, were saying kind of, the Astros should have had primetime billing for their series because they're the defending world champion.
What you mean by primetime billing is having the game shown at night?
Correct, yeah.
It's only because the Red Sox are in it. That's why they're showing it at night now.
Actually, that is not true, but I was going
to
say...
It's only because it's the championship series. They've advanced to the point where there are not 50 teams involved in the playoffs.
Right.
Now.
The only other... There is actually no competition for game two whatsoever. They were going to be the only game two, so they would have been playing there regardless. But so they have the best of five series starts, let's see, on Saturday at 8:09 Eastern. So the 7:09 Central is when the first pitch happens. So
are you aware of the score of, was it 2 days ago? The Red Sox and Yankees score, final score?
I did not. Yeah. I haven't.
18-1 Red Sox. 18.
Yeah.
I
think that was probably the same night we beat Cleveland, 11-2?
Yeah.
So
same night. But I heard somebody say, if you get 18 runs scored against you, you have no business being in the playoffs.
That's very true.
And I agree with that. And I don't even like the whole playoff system. I understand it's about money and the fans get to get excited again. But for heaven's sake, you played 162 games. All you got to do is boil it down to two teams now and send them into the World Series the way we used to.
Nope, I love it. I love playoff baseball. I love the atmosphere in the stadium when you go to a playoff game. I love it.
Let me ask you.
Have you ever been to Fenway Park?
Yes. I was not a fan. I was not a
really?
Fan. It was grimy and it rained that day, so it was kind of like
it's the tradition.
It's tradition.
No, I went to a Cubs
game at Wrigley Field, and it was the most exciting. I could hardly keep my eyes on the game because I was just so thrilled to be at Wrigley Field, and it's the same
and
kind of thing.
Looking around and experiencing it all.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though, as a serious baseball fan, do you think the game's gotten really boring because everybody says now? Well, first of all, infields are putting on the shift all the time, and so you can't get a ball through the infield. Everybody's just up there trying to hit a home run. So you get home runs, you get strikeouts, and you get 3-2 games virtually.
That's true. I think that's true, but I don't
think and the bullpen frequently features starting pitchers. So, they're bringing in a new pitcher every three innings, and it's like, this is not baseball.
Right, yeah, they're not doing the old style, way that you would switch out a pitcher. But, I think that it's still an exciting game because you have the intangibles. You have the differences between the ballparks. You have the differences between, strengths that of different players. Like, what you're going to get when you look at an Altuve. He has a strength that another player doesn't have, and that's what still makes the game exciting.
Well, I think I would rather see a baseball game in person.
Oh, me too.
And a football game on TV.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah, I can't watch baseball on TV. It's too boring.